Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel back on the air and praising those who stood up for him during his suspension following comments made after the death of Charlie Kirk, including right-wing critics like Ben Shapiro, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz.
I don't agree with many of those people on most subjects. Some of the things they say even make me want to throw up. It takes courage for them to speak out against this administration, and they did, and they deserve credit for it.
Station groups Nexstar and Sinclair, however, both indicating their ABC affiliates will not air Kimmel, at least for now. Kimmel was suspended by ABC parent company, the Walt Disney Company. Hong Kong is being battered by a huge storm. In fact, it's described as the biggest storm on Earth so far this year. Hundreds of thousands of evacuations in China, the Philippines, and Taiwan. Secret Service says it dismantled a covert operation that could have been used to take out cell towers throughout New York City as the UN General Assembly is meeting. Ukrainian President Zelensky addresses the body today. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. October up 34 to 1720, November up 35 to 1670, December up 25 to 1694, January up 8 to 1685. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels down 2.25 to 161. 40-pound blocks up 2 to 163. One trade a barrel, 15 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2 to 168. 5 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 114.5. 2 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 64. And no trades on the day. Live cattle markets were lower in the nearby months as the trade was hesitant to advance much more, as the market questions whether or not it has enough support to surpass current resistance levels. Box beef prices were also mixed on the day. Feeder cattle were mostly higher as strength in the countryside for feeder cattle continues to support the markets. A breakout day for the hog markets as they finally move past previous resistance thresholds. Now, if the market remains at an elevated position, it'll be imperative that demand holds strong. Now, also, the quarterly hogs and pigs report will also be released on Thursday. October live cattle down $1.55 to $2.35.60. September feeder cattle up $2.12 to $3.64.85. October hogs up $1.72 to $100.52. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat were all mostly higher on the day. A short covering type of trade and a lot of technical buying in the grain markets, as weather is still good for harvest and also for the early winter wheat planting. And there's still been no purchases of beans from China. And so that has continued to provide pressure to the markets. But again, short covering supporting prices. New crop corn up 4.5 to 426.25. New crop beans up 1 to 10.12. December wheat up 9.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Tuesday at Alcivia Durand, cash and October corn 366, December 371, new crop 26, 403. Cash and October beans 902, December 912, new crop 26, 954. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 372 and a quarter, October 376 and a quarter, November 376 and a quarter, December 381 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 380, October 374, December 379. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 371, cash and new crop beans 927. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 376, new crop 26, 413, cash beans 917, new crop 26, 973. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 382, October, November 379, new crop 26, 417, cash beans 923, October, November 918, new crop 26, 1003. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 369, new crop 373, cash beans 930, new crop also at 930. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 226 to 242, Holstein fed cattle 200 to 224, market cows 110 to 162, bulls 150 to 218, calves 650 to 1800, beef steers 258 to 655, Holstein steers 249 to 520. Sheep markets, light lambs 300 and down, market lambs 235 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 185 and down, goat markets does 140 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 225 to 239.50, finished beef heifers 225 to 237, finished dairy steers 205 to 220, market cows 120 to 149, market bulls 179 to 192. That is the check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high near 80. More sunshine for Friday, highs in the low 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 53.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. Think of losing you. I spend most every night
a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think the two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied telling.
walking, honky-tonking, baby. The men are gonna love you and the women gonna hate you, reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe the beginning of a World War III, cause the world ain't ready for nothing like a wild you. I bet your mama must have been another good-looking mama too.
Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Robert Ellis Oral, boom, it was over here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 50s. We're going to finally see some sunshine today and temperatures in the low 70s. And the quiet weather is going to continue into the weekend and even into the beginning of next week. We have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour in our newsmaker segment, Raleigh Smith is in. It's Hunger Awareness Month. And he's going to have a story on hunger in America. That's coming up next hour in our newsmaker segment. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, Proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, Proven G3's three modes of action feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. A Wisconsin winery repeats as cold climate winner. We'll explain coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
For the fourth year in a row, Parallel 44 Vineyard and Winery in Wisconsin was awarded Winery of the Year at the 2025 International Cold Climate Wine Competition held in Minnesota. Steve Johnson, co-owner of Parallel 44, says it's a prestigious award.
It is the premier competition for those who are growing grapes and making wine from those grapes that are ideally situated for our climate. So the participating wineries are basically the northern tier of the United States and into Canada. And we were grateful for the fact that we got this award for the fourth year in a row. I guess what's gratifying is that we're on the right track, impressing these 21 judges as to the quality of wine that can be consistently produced here.
Johnson says he'd like to see more wineries pop up in the region.
I think you have to work collaboratively, especially in a new region, to figure out what is the best way to grow and make a product. And so I want to actually see more vineyards and more wineries develop in this area, because now we have an official American viticultural area, which is nationally recognized as a distinctive wine quality region. And so it's a lot of work to establish a vineyard. It's about $10,000 an acre to establish. But the upside of it is that it is a very profitable commodity for the next 30 years.
He encourages those who want to get into small farming to consider a vineyard and winery.
It would be a great way to preserve the land for farming at a scale that is actually doable for a smaller family as opposed to a larger entity. So the reality is grape growing and winemaking is much farming as raising dairy cattle. And it really requires skill and perseverance, just like any other farming endeavor. So if you're committed to that and are willing to wait 4 years for that first harvest, you can do it. It's just a matter of being open to learning new things and actually working together, I think, would help elevate this industry a little bit faster here.
Parallel 44 Winery co-owner Steve Johnson. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high near 80. More sunshine for Friday, highs in the low 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 53.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Going out of my mind these days, like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. I'd rather do it. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. Put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't care. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Is it your eyes? Is it your smile? All I know is that you're driving. What a beautiful mess I'm in. When I was three, drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville.
Nashville.
I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand. Cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a cooking deal. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Or a brand new machine. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a cooking deal. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Joe Diffie, pickup man here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Happy Wednesday. Temperatures in the 50s, expecting 70s today. Well, Wisconsin, of course, well known for dairy. The state is also fortunate to grow an impressive variety of crops. In addition to being a leading producer of tart cherries, cranberries, beets, sweet corn, and a number of other vegetables, did you know Wisconsin ranks third in the nation for potato production, with Idaho and Washington taking the top spots. Wisconsin is the top producing potato state east of the Mississippi. Wow, did not know that. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. Last week, a team of 21 producers representing pork, beef, corn, and soybeans traveled to South Korea. The trip was organized by the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and it comes at a time when South Korea remains one of the most important partners for U.S. agriculture, but also one of the most competitive. I'll be back with more after this. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance, German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com.
South Korea is the top export market for U.S. beef, a market worth $1.4 billion through July of this year. It's also the third largest market for U.S. pork muscle cuts at more than $420 million. And maintaining those markets is why the U.S. Meat Export Federation organized a trade mission to South Korea. Cattlemen's Beef Board Chair Ryan Morehouse, a cattle feeder from Amarillo, Texas, told the U.S. Meat Export Federation that the Korean appetite for beef has been on a steady climb for more than a decade. He expects that trend to continue, noting that consumers in that country, quote, like our product, and they eat a ton of protein. Illinois pork producer Josh Mashoff saw similar opportunities on the pork side. He told reporters the shift away from rice and toward meat is visible in every grocery store and restaurant in Seoul. In fact, Mashoff noted that Koreans may already be eating more pork per person than U.S. consumers, with demand showing no signs of slowing down. For America's hog industry, that kind of growth could offer support at a time of high costs and growing global competition. The delegation also spent time with Korean importers, including Highland Foods. Chief Operating Officer Eddie Park said Korean buyers want to understand the source of U.S. products, from the farms all the way to processing plants, because flavor and consistency matter deeply to their consumers. Park stressed that building direct relationships with U.S. farmers helps Korean companies expand their business and ensures U.S. products stay prominent on supermarket shelves. Of course, the trip did come at a delicate time in the U.S.-Korea trade relationship. Negotiations over other trade issues, including disputes over steel and automobiles, have occasionally created tensions between our two countries. But agriculture has remained one of the strongest ties between the two. For American farmers, maintaining and growing that bond is critical. And missions like this one are designed to keep U.S. beef and pork front and center for Korean consumers. I'll be back with more after this.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation's recent trade delegation to Korea also toured several food companies that have invested heavily in marketing U.S. beef and pork. American products in Korea are often showcased with clear U.S. branding and premium displays, reinforcing the idea that American ag products are a trusted choice for Korean consumers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. A white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now.
Joe Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend, Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool. With a couple of redneck boys, one great big fat biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you want to fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that. As I ever was, I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. During August, the 24 major milk-producing states produced 18.8 billion pounds of milk, up 3.3% from August of 2024. Production per cow in the 24 states averaged 2,068 pounds for August, 28 pounds above last August. The number of milk cows on farms in the 24 major dairy states was 9.08 million head, 172,000 more than in August of 2024 and 7,000 head above July of 2025. Meanwhile, U.S. egg production totaled 8.9 billion eggs in August, down 2% from 2024. Production included 7.59 billion table eggs and 1.3 billion hatching eggs. The average number of layers in August of 2025 totaled 364 million. That was down 1% from last year. Analysts predict the U.S. Midwest's food exports will play a big part in any deal between the U.S. and China. Political and business leaders from around the Midwest recently met with senior Chinese trade negotiator Li Changchang to discuss commercial ties between the two countries. Those ties featured in talks on Monday, but few details were released. China's the world's biggest buyers of soybeans. However, the country hasn't bought any soybeans from the U.S., most of which come from the Midwest. U.S. News says analysts expect President Trump to want China to commit to buying more agricultural goods, among other things, to end the current tariff war. David Perdue, the U.S. ambassador to China, recently told reporters that he thought negotiations over China buying more Boeing aircraft had entered their last days or weeks. Soybean futures recently hit five-year lows after no progress was reported on agricultural commodities. America's soybean harvest did begin in September with no orders from China, and USDA says that farmers will harvest 4.3 billion bushels with no indications of when shipments to China will resume. In a typical year, FarmDoc at the University of Illinois says China buys more than half of all U.S. soybean exports. Meanwhile, Brazil set an export record to shipments to China from January through August. In 2024, the U.S. shipped almost 985 million bushels to China, accounting for 51% of the nation's total soybean exports. This year, U.S. soybean exports to China from January through August totaled 218 million bushels, 29% of the total exports during that time. In June, July, and August, shipments to China were effectively zero. While U.S. farmers wait for an agreement, the overall Chinese duty rate on U.S. soybean imports is 34% for 2025. Every pig farmer in the U.S., whether large or small, stands to lose when faced with a patchwork of differing or ever-changing state sow housing laws spurred by California's Proposition 12. The issue goes beyond animal welfare to the root of the Constitution's interstate commerce regulations and how bending them can break farmers. National Pork Producers Council Vice President Pat Hoard testified before the House Ag Committee in July and stressed the need for patchwork prevention, even for those like him who have chosen to retrofit their barns to be Prop 12 compliant. Citing near-record production costs in a low-price environment, the National Corn Growers Association launched a task force to identify solutions to bring costs more in line with today's commodity prices. Corn growers are in their third consecutive year of net negative returns, with 2026 projected to be the fourth. Corn growers have sounded the alarm that on-farm economics don't work, said Kenneth Hartman Jr., NCGA president. It's time to look at all pieces of the farm profitability picture. The organization said low prices contribute to one side of the equation, but we also must look at the extremely high prices that growers are paying for essential inputs on the other side. Recent analysis from NCGA economists show that input prices remain at near record highs despite the precipitous drop in per bushel corn prices in the last 3 years. Production costs have dropped 3% since 2022, while corn prices have dropped over 50%. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high near 80. More sunshine for Friday, highs in the low 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 53.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmylou Haynes.
pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Afraid to tell.